Has there been a silver lining to COVID-19 for Wyoming communities and healthcare facilities tasked with providing medical care to those who were infected? That silver lining may have come in federal CARES Act funding for upgrading hospital systems that will provide long-term benefits to community healthcare. Johnson County Healthcare Center's CEO Sean McAllister provided details on how CARES Act funds have provided upgrades to the hospital.
Sure. One is to replace the hospital's 5 air handlers. Those air handlers are very aged, some vintage 1970s. That's important for the air exchanges and the quality of air and air filtration in the facility. By replacing them, it sets us up then to hardwire various patient rooms here in the future to be negative pressure isolation rooms. And the other one is to upgrade our sterile processing department. So again, we've got some really old equipment and undersized equipment like the sterile washer. And that's really important to disinfect instruments we use around the hospital, and especially in surgery. That'll help us to prevent the spread of infection.
The hospital will also be able to install contamination barriers in the surgery recovery area. The funds received total $3.9 million and have a tight timeline of the end of the year in project completions. In the early days of the pandemic, the hospital also received $2.3 million in payroll protection loans so that no healthcare personnel would be furloughed during the healthcare crisis. The healthcare center is also awaiting word on a grant requested through the Wyoming State Lands and Investment Board.